שני חסב יבייז מייכם שפינו ממנו מים חמד. A pot that you poured out the hot water, mutali ten toicha mayim soinein merubin. You're allowed to put a lot of cold water in it to make them lukewarm. So even though the water in the pot is very hot, but since you put a lot of water into it, it will never heat up to the point that's considered cooking. It's permitted. Jabru points out, it's a small amount of water that if you reach the point of Yatsu let this void, then it's also. If you're putting a lot of cold water in, even if it's a pot that it may strengthen the pot by putting cold water after you heat it up, since you're not a chabim for that, it's not a situation, it's permitted. As long as the water is not a klirishon, seems to be saying you're allowed to even pour from a klirishon into water that is cold. It's not going to be cooked because the mice they mix together and it will remain not yatzalenish. But if it's in a klisheni, then it's permitted even if. After you make the mixture, the water will be yatzaledis way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah learns, and when it says it shouldn't be klirishon, like I said before, he learns it's also to pour from the klirishon into the mayim. That is talking about if there's mayim buot. But the Ramah continues, and the mayim of Reuben, kol kach, shiyash, and shisvash, and rach, yafigus, finosim, the klirishon, shari. So, basically, what he's saying is, that if after the mixture the water is going to be after that is boiled, then it's permitted only if the kli pouring from the kli pouring to are cliche. If you have enough cold water after you make the mixture of the cold and hot water, the water will be lukewarm, then it's permitted even a kli mishayin. Comes out of chiddush according to this, that even if the pot is a kli mishayin, but if you pour water into it in a fashion that after the mixture the water will be lukewarm, it is permitted even to pour into the kli mishayin. Not only from a kli mishayin, but even into the kli mishayin. The Brewer brings a chayazim that says that if you're pouring into the pot, then you have to make sure that you pour with a big stream in one shot. Because if you do it little by little, then the small amount that comes in will get cooked, and you will be in trouble. Rak shiloy al ha'esh, that which we permit. But even if you're putting a lot of cold water into it, it's only if the pot is not in the fire or close enough to the fire that will cook.